非常感谢主，让我们有机会可以来赞美他。
And we are so thankful that we have this opportunity to praise Him.
每一次碰到 combined meeting， 我心里面其实都有很大的感恩啊。
Every time we come to a combined service, I am very thankful.
在这里有一班人愿意跨越年龄、跨越背景、跨越文化。跨越很多的不同，我们愿意一起来敬拜神。
That here there's a group of people that's willing to step outside of the comforts of their own culture, their own age, and their own language together to come and worship the Lord God.
刚才诗歌说，我们把我所有的赞美 pull out， 向主倾倒。
And the song that we just sang says, "I want to pour out my praise, pour out my praise."
我劝弟兄姊妹，还有声音可以唱歌的时候，好好唱。
I want to encourage everybody while you still have your voice, you still have your voices, sing.
我从于师母最近的情形深深体会。
And again, through what Pastor Nancy is going through these days, I deeply understand.
你看她平常那么清楚爽亮悦耳的赞美的声音现在变得都几乎听不到了。
And the voices that she is able to deliver a song to praise now,her voice is very, very much diminished.
我相信她现在在家里面也非常想跟我们一起赞美，但是她的声音出不来。
And I know this morning as she's at home, she is desiring, crying out her praise to the Lord God, but she can't be able to make much of a sound.
虽然我们家安静了很多哈，但是我很不习惯。
And truly, I would say that in my house it's gotten a lot quieter, but I will tell you, I'm not a comfortable with that silence.
我现在每次看到远远的她嘴巴在动，我都得跑过去。我说你说什么
？And every time I look up and I see her and her mouth is moving, I would run up to her and say, "What are you saying?"
要能够唱歌就唱歌。
Brother and sister, while we are able to sing, let's sing.
声音是空气受到震动发出来，但是声音应该是有意义的。
We know sound is produced by the vibration, the movement of the air, but every sound we make has its meaning.
最有意义的就是来述说主恩，来赞美主爱。
The greatest meaning that we can articulate is of His grace and of His love.
其实今天就是今天是我们结婚四十周年。
Today is our 40th anniversary for Pastor Nancy and myself.
我本来，谢谢谢谢。
Thank you very much.
我本来应该跟他在东岸度假的。
We were supposed to be on a vacation together in the East Coast.
没想到出了这样子的一件事情，所以我今天只好在这了。
And unknowingly, she's going through such hard times, and I am here. I have to be here.
但是很舍不得她不能跟我在一起。
And it is unfortunate that we cannot be together.
四十年不是一段短的时间啊。
40 years is not a short period of time.
讲到四十，你们马上就会想到什么
？Whenever talk about the number 40, what comes to mind?
旷野
the wilderness. Somebody says the wilderness.
所以我给他的贺卡里面就引用了雅各书第八章的这句话：那靠着良人从旷野上来的是谁
？And again, we use the words coming out of Songs of Solomon I see my beloved in the wilderness.
人生其实就像一个大而可畏的旷野。
And our life is like the vastness of the wilderness.
神不仅仅亲自在这里遇见我们，陪着我们，带领我们。
God not only accompanies us and walks along our side.
神也把一个生命的伴侣赐给我们，陪着我们走人生的路。
God has also given us companions that we can walk along this life's journey.
所以在我这里为着于师母我非常非常的感恩之余我也鼓励弟兄姊妹要珍惜你的伴侣
And again I am so thankful of my wife Pastor Nancy and I'm encouraging everyone to treasure your spouse
我们一生的果效到底有多少今生的品质到底如何都跟我们的婚姻产生了绝对的关系
The fruit and the labor of this life, the quality thereof has everything to do with our marriage
我们怎么样彼此成为对方的祝福
How do we become a blessing for one another?
所以加油。
So we need to encourage one another.
星期二我从东岸回来下飞机的时候。
Tuesday, as I came back from the East Coast, I was departing the plane.
我前前后后收到了三四个信息。
I received news that came my way one after another.
有两位我个人跟他们非常有关系的属灵长辈他们都被主接去了
two individuals that were very close to me very dear to me spiritual forerunners, they've been received into the heavenly home.
一位是江守道老弟兄，他在七月二号108岁被主接走了。
Brother Stephen Kong,
107岁。
He is 107. He was received to the Lord July 2nd.
另外一位是史伯成弟兄，我相信他来过我们这里好几次，很多弟兄姊妹应该都还记得他。
And then the brother Newman Z, he's also gone to be with the Lord.
他在七月五号凌晨的时候，也心脏病。被主接去了，活得95岁。
On the morning of July 5th, he again was taken to the Lord, and he was 95 years old.
他们都跟我的父亲算是世交，我十岁以前就认识他们。
And they are intimate friends with my father. I knew them when I was 10 years old.
我不光失去了两位长辈而已，而是失去了两位属灵的长辈。
And they're not simply elders within our family, but they're spiritual elders in the house of God.
因为他们都在属灵上，在我的生命里面都留下了很多的祝福。
And they left a lot of blessings in my life.
其实我们想想人生真的很短，非常的短。
And again, when we think about the span of our life, it is very, very short.
那天跟哥哥们讲这些消息的时候，大哥回信说，下一批就该我们这一批的人被主接走了。
And as we were talking, my oldest brother was telling me, hey, I think we're the next group to go.
其实是真的哈。
That is quite true.
所以当我们还被神摆在一起的时候
，So while we are still together, the Lord places us together.
我真的希望我们能够好好珍惜我们跟主之间的关系，珍惜怎么样子用有限的今生能够活出它永恒的价值来。
That we would treasure the times that we have together. That we would be able to live out the values, the things that would last eternal in this time.
我们决定不要只是满足于今生，把信仰当作生活的一个点缀而已。
And that we're not simply satisfied with this life, and that we use our faith to just become decorations surrounding this life.
不要把我们属灵的生活跟我们平常家庭、职场、个人的生活把它分开来。
That we would maybe intentionally or unintentionally separate our spiritual life with our family and our work life.
好像来教会聚会跟侍奉只是我生活中的一部分而已。
As if coming to church and serving is just a part of my life.
就是我们跟神的关系，我们为着整个永恒，为着未来而活着，是我们 everyday该有的态度跟内容。
And our attitude is that every single day of our life has a relation with the living God.
今天我要继续讲这个借着约书亚记讲到我们这一班得胜有余的独居之民。
Today I want to continue with the theme of this message of people dwelling alone who are more than conquerors.
最近不久前到加拿大，不久前到东岸，在各地。也都看见教会里面所面临的挑战。
Not too long ago, I had a chance to go to Canada and into the East Coast. I see all the challenges that the various churches of God is facing today.
我已经说过了，我们的前面还有很多很多的挑战跟征战在等着我们。
I know there's still a lot of challenges, and there's still a lot of battles that are waiting us before us.
那我们这一班人是被神从世界里面分别出来、拯救出来的人啊。
And we are a people that has been delivered and called out of the world.
我们在地上不仅仅活的方式不一样。
Not only are we to live a different lifestyle as we are here on earth.
我们的内容跟价值也都不一样。
But the content and the value of our lives is also different.
因为神不光把我们从埃及里面救出来。
Because God did not simply deliver us out of Egypt.
他要把我们带到迦南地去。
He wants to lead us into Canaan.
他不光叫我们得救，他要叫我们得胜。
He didn't simply want us to be saved, but that we would be sanctified.
我们说过的迦南地是表明基督啊。
And we talked about this earlier that the Canaan represents Christ.
那全有全足全丰的 all sufficient Christ.
The all sufficient Christ.
在他里面，我们得到了天上各样属灵的福气。
That in Him we have all the blessings in the heavenly places.
在基督里，我们承受了最丰盛的生命。
That in Christ we have received the most abundant life.
神本性一切的丰富都在基督里，而我们在基督里得了这个丰盛。
The fullness, the richness of God are in Christ, and we have received that fullness.
同样的，我们在基督里面，我们享受了最深的安息和完全的满足。
And similarly, in Christ, we have the deepest satisfaction and the rest in Him.
这是我第二讲讲的哈。
And that's the second message I delivered to all of you.
弟兄姊妹，今天这班神的百姓被
So we see the story as it progressed. This group of people, they have been brought to the edge of Canaan.
所以我们上一堂讲到底下要开始征战之前。
And the last message we talked about right before they're about to engage in the warfare.
在约旦河平原，在基甲。神在这里给他们一些属天的教育跟属灵的准备。
Right at the plains of Jericho, right at Gilgal, God had to give them some education, prepare them.
让我们看见了基督徒得胜的路在哪里。
To be able to see as a Christian, what is the pathway to victory?
那我们今天开始打仗。
And today, the warfare begins.
整个迦南地的圣经里面讲到征战最多的两卷书。
The two books that talks about warfare the most.
一个是约书亚记，我们现在读的。
One is Joshua, the one that we're reading now.
一个是士师记。
The other one is the book of Judges.
大家注意到这几场征战不光只是历史的记载。
And I want everybody to pay attention that the recording of these battles are not just simply historic.
因为我们今天去读3400年前、3400年前的历史，跟我们到底有什么关系？
When we come to study the history that has transpired 3,000 years ago, what does have anything to do with us?
但是圣经上明明的写着，所有所记载的这些事情，都是为了要教育我们的。
But the scripture tells us very clearly that all that is written is to admonish, to teach us.
所以当我们今天要来讲这个进到迦南地的头两场征战的时候，
So when we come and look at these first two battles, as the people of God enters into Canaan.
我特别出了一个题目，它是充满教育性的两场征战。
And the theme of the message today is that these battles are rich in its educational value.
我相信大家对教育这个字都非常深刻的了解。
And I think all of us understand what being the educational means.
我们不仅接受了很多教育，我们还在学，我们也希望我们的后代都好好的接受教育。
I think we all receive a lot of education and we're still learning. We want the generation to follow to also be very well educated.
因为教育帮助我们成长，帮助我们成熟，帮助我们的眼光、智慧、度量都不一样。
Because being educated helps us to grow, to be mature, that our capacity of what we see and how far we can see, they all depend on it.
所以今天我们在面对这两场征战的时候，它不仅仅重要，它特别具有教育性。
And these two battles that we're going to look at today, not only are they important, but they are extremely educational.
一场征战是借着耶利哥告诉我们得胜的秘诀在哪里。
The first battle was the battle of Jericho. It tells us the secret of victory.
如何能够靠着主得胜。
And how are we able to be victorious through by God?
那另外一场征战是讲爱城。
The second battle is the battle of Ai.
他在这里教导我们如何避免失败。
And it's teaching us how to avoid failures.
或许你也可以说，当我们失败了以后，我们应该如何？
In another word, when we have failed, what are we to do?
能够转败为胜。
How do we turn these losses into victories?
所以这两场征战，一个从正面教，一个从反面教。
So these two particular battles, one God is teaching them from a positive perspective, the other one from a negative perspective.
其实它是紧紧相连的，同一场征战的前后就是。
But they are actually related. They are one of the same battle, but as one is preceding, one is after.
所以在我们继续讲下去之前，
Before we continue this morning,
我还是要提醒弟兄姊妹，
I want to remind all the brothers and sisters,
征战一直在进行。
The battle continues. On.
不管你承认不承认，不管你有没有经历，它都在进行。
Whether you acknowledge it or not, whether you experience it or not, it is moving.
十几年前，《世界日报》有一篇文章，一大版的在介绍美国基督教的走向。
About a decade ago, the newspaper had a huge article that was describing the direction of Christianity in America.
我都很惊讶，一个世界性的日报居然会。分析基督教的走向。
This is a newspaper publishing that is worldwide, and it took the time to come and dissect and evaluate Christianity in America.
他特别提到北美很多 mega church 之所以成长这么快，背后的一些原因。
And it particularly described the reasons why all these mega churches in North America are growing so rapidly.
那其中有一个点，我里面觉得他也提的算蛮深刻的。
One of the point that they made, I illustrate or pointed out, and I thought it was very caught my attention.
因为就是在这些 mega church 里面所讲的信息，都强调爱，强调接纳。 强调positive thinking 积极思想。
And all of these mega churches have one thing in common. They talk about positive thinking. They talk about love. They talk about acceptance.
他们强调成功神学。当然不是每一个都是这样，这是他们的分析、就是。
And they talk about success or a success oriented theology. Although not all of them are this way, but predominantly they are have these characteristics.
他说这一类的教会 S 开头的信息。很少讲，因为一般人不喜欢听。
Is that these particular messages? They seldom talk about the word that starts with the letter S because most people don't want to hear about it.
你们会想到什么
？Do you know what is this word?
第一个就是罪。
Sin.
不喜欢你在这里讲罪的问题。
I don't want to hear about sin.
第二个就是不喜欢听 spiritual battle 属灵征战。
The second category is I don't want to hear about spiritual battles.
我忘记还有哪些，可能包括 surrender, submission.Sanctify 或是 sacrifice 都是这一类
All those particular topics the pastor you just mentioned those categories people don't really want to listen to them
所以我今天要讲一个非常不 popular 的题目
So today I'm going to come and talk about a topic that is very unpopular
但是弟兄姊妹之所以仇敌不希望教会讲这个题目因为他怕我们讲这个题目
The reason why the enemy resists and is fearful ofUs speaking of this topic because he's afraid.
我每次讲属灵征战题目的时候，我一定需要为自己祷告。
Every time I come and talk about spiritual battle, spiritual warfare, I pray for myself.
因为仇敌不喜欢我们讲。
Because I know the enemy does not want me to speak on this topic.
但是弟兄姊妹，这是告诉我们得胜的路在哪里。
But brothers and sisters, this particularly tells us the pathway to victory.
让我们怎么样子能够从黑暗中归向光明，从撒旦的权下。
How do we turn from darkness to light and the dominion of darkness to God?
因为我们讲到征战是全面性的。
And we talk about the fact that these battles, these warfares, they are holistic.
整个世界都伏在恶者的手下，你我都在。
It is comprehensive because the entire world is under the sway of the evil one.
整个地球伏在空中执政掌权者的恶魔手下。
And the entire world is under the power and the dominion of darkness.
当然神有至高无上的主权，神仍然掌权。
But we know that the Lord God, He is sovereign, He is on high.
然后他把耶稣基督的宝血把耶稣基督的生命赐给我们让我们能够在这个世界为主执掌权柄过得胜的生活
The Lord God has given us the blood and the victory of Jesus Christ that we may come and reign in the midst of this world for him
但是如果连神的儿女们都不警醒我们在面对征战的话
But if the children of God is not aware of these spiritual battles
我们早就是撒旦手下的败将跟俘虏了
And we are already captives of our enemy
因为撒旦不仅征战不仅讲到全面性，我们讲到它第二个特点，严肃性。
And these battles not simply talk about the comprehensiveness, but the seriousness of it.
因为盗贼来就是偷窃、杀害、毁坏。
Because the thief comes to kill, to steal, and to destroy.
我们越不愿意听这个信息，越不起来面对属灵的征战，我们根本就是落在仇敌的偷窃、杀害。
If we do not want to hear these messages, we are ignoring these messages, we are actually in these states, we are being killed, steal, and being destroyed.
因为圣经上明说你们的仇敌魔鬼好像吼叫的狮子遍地游行寻找可以吞吃的。
The scripture tells us that Satan is like a roaring lion. He goes about to and fro of the earth to seek those whom he may swallow.
主对彼得说撒旦想甩你们，像甩麦子一样。
And so the Lord said to Peter, Peter, Satan is going to shake you, is going to sift you.
所以弟兄姊妹，我为了大家坐在这里，为了仍然在主的面前，能够活在主的恩典中，我们感谢神。很多人已经被淘汰了。
And brothers, I want to thank God that those of us who are able to sit here, able to hear this, that we are in the grace of God. Many are already disqualified.
很多人已经根本就在仇敌的偷窃、杀害、毁坏、吞吃的里面。
And many people are already living in this condition where they are enslaved, they are captive, they are being killed and being destroyed.
你看看神把约伯保护约伯的那个 invisible fence 看不见的篱笆一撤。 整个撒旦的攻击来掳掠他。
And we see in the book of Job that with the moment that the Lord lifted up that invisible fence around Job, the enemy came to attack him.
要为着我们今天的情形感恩，是神怜悯我们，保护我们。
And we need to be thankful of our condition today, of His protection around us.
当我们任意犯罪，我们任意在主的面前过生活的时候，你早晚要吃到苦头的。
If we casually live in a lifestyle of sin, we casually walk into error.Sooner or later, we're going to suffer.
第三个讲到征战的持续性。
Thirdly, we talk about the continuance of this battle.
它不是只有偶尔一次，它是一辈子，一生之久的。
It doesn't just come once in a while, but it's for the rest of our lives.
直到撒旦被丢到无底坑以前，他的工作永远不会停止。
Until the enemy is thrown at the bottomless pit, he will continue to strive and he'll continue to work.
连他来试探耶稣，路加福音都告诉我们，撒旦暂时离开耶稣。
And then even as Satan was tempting Jesus, it says that he departed from him until an opportune time.
虽然被耶稣打败了，但是他永远不放弃的。
Though he was defeated, but he was not going to give up.
耶稣也说，雨淋、水冲、风吹，撞着那个房子，房子就倒塌了。
And so the Lord also gave a parable that the rain descended, the floods came, and the winds blew and beat on the house, and it fell.
这三个都讲到持续。
And these three things talk about the continuance
of this attack. 所以弟兄姊妹，圣经上告诉我们，如果我们自以为站立得稳，反而要小心。
And the scripture tells us very clearly that if we think that we are standing firm, be careful.
就跟参孙对自己的力量那么有把握，那么有自信。
And we all know the story of Samson. He's so confident of his strength. He's so confident of himself.
大利拉一次来诱惑，两次来诱惑，三次来诱惑，到最后他受不了了。
And Delilah once, twice.Three times comes and to tempt him at the very end he cannot endure.
然后有一个悲惨的结局临到他。
And we saw the tragic end of his life.
所以弟兄姊妹，我希望开头先简单提一下征战的重要，底下我们才会很认真的借着圣经上现在所讲的这些来看我们今天如何。
And I had to spend some time to illustrate to everyone the significance and importance of spiritual warfare. So as we continue in the message today, that we come to see the importance of how, that we need to understand the essence of these stories.
整个约书亚记分为三大段。
The book of Joshua is divided into three main categories.
第一大段进入迦南。
The very first portion is enter into Canaan.
我们已经讲完了。
We came to the conclusion of that portion.
第二大段从今天开始，第六章到十四章，讲到征服迦南。
Second portion from chapter 6 to chapter 16, it talks about the conquest of Canaan.
最后的那几章讲到承受迦南。
The last few chapters talks about the inheriting Canaan.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们看到了没有？征战的目的是为了承受产业。
Brothers and sisters, the purpose of warfare is to inherit the inheritance.
一方面，我们的征战是让我们不落入仇敌的辖制、网罗和伤害。
On the one hand, we fight and we do warfare so that we are not subjugated to the enemy.
但是约书亚记让我们看见征战一个非常积极的目的。
But the book of Joshua tells us very vividly the very purpose why they fight.
为了让我们承受产业。
That they may receive this inheritance.
换句话说，我们今天所有的征战不敢让我们免于仇敌的攻击，更让我们有份于基督里所有丰盛的应许和祝福。
So in other words, every battle that we face today not only delivers and sets us free from being bound by the enemy, but also allows us to inherit the fullness of the blessings of God.
所以我刚才说过了，四世纪约书亚记是讲征战最多的记载。
And again, I said earlier, Joshua and Judges speaks of warfare the most.
它不光有历史事实，有故事。
And not only these are historical events.
其实当我们仔细读的时候，
But when we really pay attention to these stories,
每一场征战都有它特殊的对象，特殊的仇敌。
Every one of these battles has a very specific target.
而这些仇敌都有它特殊属灵的意义。
And these specific enemies have a spiritual significance or meaning.
像埃及，讲到仇敌用世界的繁华来辖制我们，叫我们做督工。
That Egypt uses all of its wealth and its opulence to enslave us, enslave the people of God.
亚玛利人特别说到不让我们在属灵的路上往前。
And Amalekai speaks of the fact that he will not allow the people of God to move and to progress forward spiritually.
当百姓被救出来，开始往应许之地去的时候，亚玛利人就第一个出现。不准他们往前。
When the Amalekites, when the people of Israel were delivered out of Egypt, the very first enemy they met was the Amalekites, and they did, would not They hinder them from moving forward.
亚门摩押是乱伦所生的后代，他们的征战特别讲到用肉体情欲在神儿女们身上的辖制和破坏。
The battle with the Ammonites and the Moabites speaks of the flesh, the warfare against the flesh.
所以属灵征战不仅有特殊的对象，它有特殊属灵的意义。
And again, every one of these battles has a very clear enemy, and it has a very specific spiritual significance.
第三个，它有特别的功课要我们学。
And thirdly, there's a particular lesson for each and every one of us to learn.
像今天的耶利哥，今天的埃城。
And today we're going to talk about the battle of Jericho and the battle of Ai.
我们将来没有空每一场都讲，像畸变也是有特殊要学的功课。
We're not going to have the chance, opportunity to elaborate on every single battle that they face.
所以每一个征战都有属灵的功课在里面。
But every single battle has a spiritual lesson.
耶利哥告诉我们怎么靠着神得胜。
The battle of Jericho teaches us how to be victorious by God and
through God. 埃城告诉我们如何避免失败，如何在失败中我们能够转败为胜。
AI teaches us how to avoid losses and how to, even in the midst of losing, that we would know how to turn to God to victory.
那最后每一场征战里面神都得到一些特殊的器皿。
And then we come to discover that at every battle, God has laid hold of a group of people that are His vessels.
神兴起的一些人来面对那个特殊的局面，特殊的仇敌。
He would raise up a group of people to face that particular encounter, that particular group of enemies.
所以我说今天的信息非常充有教育性。我们现在要来看耶利哥城。
So today we want to come and look at the battle of Jericho.
那我们的经文列在那里，请大家回家一定要熟读，尽量把整个故事整卷书都读完。
And the scriptures are listed. I want to encourage everybody.Please, if you haven't had the chance, go home and read them slowly, read them carefully.
我刚才说到耶利哥城跟埃城这两场战役不仅重要，而且充满了教育性。
And I said that these two battles that we're going to talk about, they are not simply important, they are full of lessons for us.
耶利哥城之所以重要
the battle of Jericho is important.
这是他们进入迦南的第一场征战。
Because it's the very first battle as they enter into the promised land.
你知道第一场的征战对神百姓是多么重要的事情。
You know, this very first battle has everything to do with the future of the people of God.
那神的战略很特别。
But the battle array of the Lord is very, very unique.
他打耶利哥城不是从南打到北，也不是从北打到南，而是拦腰进来打。
And he did not attack the city from the north or from the south, but he attacked it from the east.
也进来面对耶利哥是一座高大坚固的城啊。
The city of Jericho is a fortified city.
这一座城打下来，神的百姓就对未来的征战就有更多有把握。
So as they win this particular battle, then they would have more confidence as they face future enemies.
耶利哥当时在迦南地是非常有名的一座城，被打下来，整个迦南地。的信心也都瓦解了。
And again, the city of Jericho, all the land of Canaan, all the people of Canaan know of this city. If this city is taken, then the hearts of Canaan would fall.
我刚才说到耶利哥城一个特点，它高大坚固的一个营垒。
And we talked about the fact that the city of Jericho is immense, is fortified, is a fortress.
那我现在就想问弟兄姊妹，在我们属灵的路上
，And I want to ask everyone in our spiritual journey.
不管你信主多久了
It doesn't matter how long you've been a Christian.
你觉得在你整个属灵的路上
In your entire spiritual journey.
你最大的阻挡是什么
What is the greatest resistance in your spiritual walk?
你觉得在你的生命中属灵道路的成长上最大的营垒是什么让你不能往前
What is the greatest fortress in your life that is hindering you from moving forward?
说实在的，我们每一个人都有自己的耶利哥，都有自己的哥利亚。
And to be honest, every single one of us, we have our own Jericho.
虽然挡住你的哥利亚，挡住你的耶利哥，跟我的不见得一样，但是我们都会有这样子的阻挡。
Perhaps these fortresses that are in front of you is different from the fortresses in front of me, but we all have something that is resisting us.
有一个犹太弟兄 Lance Lambert 弟兄，我也是从他得很多帮助。他二十多年前他在信息里面提到
，And there was a brother Lance Lambert about 20 years ago. He mentioned in his message.
他说很多人在属灵的路上被挡下来。
A lot of people are hindered or stopped in their spiritual journey.
有人被挡几天，有人被挡几个月，有人被挡几年，有人一辈子被挡。 挡在那里。
Some people are hindered for a few days. Some are a few weeks. Some are for a couple of years. Some has been hindered for the entire duration of their life.
你这一关不过，底下根本不可能继续往前。
If you do not break through this one particular barrier, you cannot keep going.
弟兄姊妹，这句话不是对你们说，也对我说的。我们生命里面什么东西挡住我们
？Brothers and sisters, these words are not simply for you; they are for me. We have to look and say what's hindering in my life.
不要以为我维持每天的灵修，我照常聚会，我就是继续往前的。
Do not simply believe that if I have a devotion every day, I continue to go to church and go to meetings, that I am progressing forward.
是的，我们还是蒙恩，我们还是蒙爱，我们还是跟圣徒享受彼此相交的喜乐。
Yes, we are loved. We are in the grace of God. We are in the fellowship in the body of Christ.
但是你我自己会知道，我在属灵的路上。在跟基督的关系里面，我被卡住了。
But you know in your heart that I am stuck. I am stuck concerning my relationship with God.
我在我的生活侍奉中缺少膏油，缺少圣灵，缺少该有的喜乐和平安。
That in my services, in my worship, it lacks that anointing, it lacks that peace and that joy from the Lord.
要不甘心被挡住啊。
And we cannot. We have to be.Just succumb to being stopped or being hindered.
要更不甘心被长期的挡住。
And we cannot allow us to be stopped in the prolonged period of time.
更严肃的说，今天就不可以再让它继续挡住我们。
And we have to be serious enough to say, Lord, today I want to be free.
因为神已经应许我们，在你平生的日子。必无一人能在你面前站立得住。
Because God has already promised before every one of these battles that no one, no man shall be able to stand before you.
弟兄姊妹，到底这是谁
？Brothers, who is it? What is it?
到底哪个人事物让我不能往前
？What person, what thing hinders you from moving forward?
到底哪个罪、世界的捆绑让我不能继续往前
？What sin, what temptation, what things of the world that hinders you from moving forward?
到底在神对我个人的要求，神的指头特别点出来的点，我哪一个点不肯顺服
？And the things that God asks of me, the things that God has put His finger on in my life, what are those things that I'm not willing to obey?
所以坚固的营垒，保罗在哥林多后书第十章特别告诉我们
，This is a fortified fortress, and Paul talks about it.
我们虽然在血气中行事，却不凭着血气征战。我们征战的兵器本不是属血气的，乃是在神面前有能力，可以攻破坚固的营垒，将各样的计谋、各样男主人认识神的那些至高之事一概攻破了，又将人所有的心意夺回，使他都顺服基督。
2 Corinthians chapter 10 verse 3 to 5 For though we walk in the flesh, we do not war according to the flesh.For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty in God for pulling down strongholds, casting down arguments, and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, bringing every thought into captivity to the obedience of Christ.
保罗特别提醒我们三件事情。
Paul reminds us through these verses.
第一个，我们不是以属血气的征战。
These three particular things. One, we do not war against flesh and blood.
乃是以天空属灵气的恶魔征战，这是以弗所书第六章讲的。
Ephesians chapter 6, it talks about the fact that we are fighting against principalities, against powers.
所以弟兄姊妹，如果你参加婚姻营啊，这个 marriage camp 或者什么
，If you go to a marriage camp or a marriage conference,
大概你常常会听到讲员或是这一方面的书会提醒你。说 ，Your spouse is not your enemy. 你的先生或丈夫不是你的仇敌。
And oftentimes in these conferences, one of the things that will be mentioned is to remind one another that your spouse is not your enemy.
虽然我们不会对 spouse 说你是我的 enemy， 对不对
？Though we would never look at our spouse and say you are my enemy.
但是很多的时候，我们把责任丢给对方，是他让我不能爱主，是他让我不快乐，是他让我今天变成这个样子。
And oftentimes we would lay the responsibility, lay the blame on our spouse that today is the reason, this person is the reason why I can't love the Lord. This is the reason why I can't move forward. This is the reason why I'm falling apart.
但是保罗告诉我们
，But Paul tells us，
我们不是以属血气的征战。
We are not.Warring against flesh and blood.
所有你看得见的人，都不应该是我们的仇敌。
Every person that you see should not be our enemy.
我们的仇敌是他背后 奴隶他利用他使用他的撒旦魔鬼。
There is a power, there's a principality, there's a ruler that is behind this person, that is using this person.
所以为什么我们买会所的时候特别把周围公司反对我们的人写在教会祷告会的黑板上为他们祷告。
And this is the reason why we pray for all those who are in opposition of us purchasing this property when we're about to come into this place.
我们从来不会说主你管教他你刑罚他主 你捆绑他我们都说主求你祝福他。
We wrote this organization, those names, and we began to pray that Lord you would bless these group of people. We never curse or pray against them.
让他不被仇敌用来阻挡你的旨意。
And we pray to the Lord that they will not be a vessel in the hands of the enemy to resist your will.
我们为着买这个会所所有有关的人不管是建筑商市政府的官员任何人我们都求神让他因此蒙福。
And we pray for every individual, whether they're of the city council or whether they're contractors who are working with us, whoever it might be, we pray for each and every one of those individuals.
但是我们对于背后的撒旦我们是绝不妥协我们奉主的名捆绑他。
But we never compromise against this power or against Satan who is behind this opposition. In the name of the Lord, we bound his works.
所以保罗不仅告诉我们，我们不是以属血气的征战。
Again, Paul says, you are not fighting against flesh and blood.
我们也不凭着血气征战。
And you do not war according to the flesh.
我们如果被激动，我们已经在血气里。
But if we are already stirred, we are probably already fighting in the flesh.
第三个，我们征战的兵器本不属于血气。
And our weapons, they are not of this world. They are not carnal.
你发现保罗非常注重这件事情。
And Paul is very, very particular, very mindful of this.
因为我们很容易就掉到这种里面去。
Because we very easily fall into this state.
我们以为我们的难处就是周围看见的人事物。
And we think our difficulties is, comes from the people and the environment that we're in.
仇敌提醒我们不是与属血气的征战。
And so the Lord reminds us that we are not fighting against flesh and blood.
不是靠着血气的征战。
And we are not, our weapons of warfare is not carnal.
我们也不是使用血气的兵器的征战。
And we are not fighting according to our flesh.
啊，这是第一场征战，神让我们看见的。我们要去认真的面对那阻挡我们的耶利哥，那阻挡我们的哥利亚。
We need to seriously come and go face to face with this fortress that is before us.
耶利哥城另外一件很重要的事情。
The second thing about this particular city.
他在这里告诉我们，我们得胜的秘诀在于这个神大能的介入。
It teaches us the understanding to the key of victory. It has everything to do with the intervention of the power of God.
保罗在这里，不是保罗，约书亚记在这里告诉我们两件很重要的事情，怎么样子得胜。
Joshua taught us two important details on how do we overcome, how do we become victorious.
第一个是神大能和恩典的介入。
Number one, it is God's intervention, His power and His grace.
你看我在这里只是举几个例子哈，我们很快的看一下。
I'll just give you a few examples here today.
讲到底下所有的征战，你都可以看见神介入的痕迹。
And you can see the fingerprints of God on every one of these interventions of the Lord.
啊，你看十章八节，耶和华对约书亚说：“你不要怕他们，因为我已经把他们交在你手里，他们无一人能在你面前站立得住。”十章十一节，耶和华从天上降大冰雹，打死他们。被冰雹打死的比以色列人用刀杀死的还多，看见是神。十章十四节，因为耶和华为以色列征战，不光神帮助他，根本就为以色列征战。最后十一章六节，耶和华对约书亚说，你不要因他们惧怕，明日这时我必将他们交付以色列。
One after another, these battles give you the illustration. Joshua chapter 10, verse 8. The Lord said to Joshua, Do not fear them, for I have delivered them into your hand. Not a man of them shall stand before you. And then again, the Lord cast down large hailstones from heaven on them as far as Azekah, and they died. There were more who died from the hailstorm than the children of Israel killed with a sword. And then again, for the Lord fought for Israel. And then...It says, but the Lord said to Joshua, Do not be afraid because of them, for tomorrow about this time, I will deliver all of them slain before Israel.
如果神说明天这个时候我要把他们都交给你们，那你还怕不怕？
If the Lord said to you or said to us, Tomorrow I will deliver all this unto you, would you still be afraid?
也许 NBA 最后一场 final 决胜负 如果告诉你说明天已经一定赢了 guarantee 你可能不见得想看
And if all of us who have this experience were watching the NBA finals if you already know that tomorrow we're going to win maybe you're not going to watch it I wanted to watch it as much
他为什么会让你紧张因为你不知道会不会赢
Why are you nervous? Because you don't know whether we're going to win or not
而人为什么会紧张真正会害怕因为不知道明天赢不赢
And people are nervous at the face of battles because they don't know whether they're going to come out victorious
但是你发现这么多的征战不是耶和华神像烈火一样在前面过，就是明天我要把他们交给你。
But you see one after another these battles, either the Lord has proceeded before them, or tomorrow the Lord says, "I will deliver them unto you."
所以我们跟刚才讲的整个世界伏在恶者手下。的世界上的人，我们有福太多了。
When I gave the illustration that this whole world is under the sway of the evil one, we are far separated from these group of people.
神已经把得胜赐给我们。
God has already given us the victory.
特别在新约里面。
And particularly in the New Testament.
当神的儿子说成了的时候。
When the Son of God says it is finished.
所有的救恩都完成。
And the entirety of salvation has been accomplished.
他从死里复活的时候。他借着死败坏了掌死权的魔鬼。
And when he rose from the death, through death, he has destroyed the evil one.
所以我们征战跟世人不一样，世人也在面对仇敌的偷窃、伤害和毁坏。
So when we are engaging in warfare, it's vastly different than the world trying to resist what the enemy is trying to do in their lives.
但是我们基督徒不一样。
But we as Christians, we're different.
我们站在基督已经有的得胜的地位上
We stand on the ground in the position of the victory that Christ has already won for us.
我们支取他的得胜
We come and receive his victory.
我们经历他的得胜
We come and experience his victory.
然后我们活出他的得胜来
And then we live out his victory.
弟兄姊妹，这是我们跟人家不一样的
Brothers and sisters, this is how we are different from the world.
为什么这次的主题叫做得胜有余的独居之民。
And this is the reason why this message series is a people dwelling alone who are more than conquerors.
如果我们跟世人一样碰到色情我们就被捆绑碰到这件事情我们就犯罪碰到那件事情我们就撒谎我们跟世人有什么不同
If we are just like the rest of the world, we are enticed by lust and we fall to sin. This particular enticement, this particular temptation, and we fall just like the world. How are we different from the rest of the world?
这般人为什么特别叫独独居之民。
This group of people are different because they are a people that is dwelling alone.
不光被神救出来，神所爱，神所保护的一般人。
Not only are they delivered by God, not only are they the treasures of God.
而是在他们身上活出了不一样的生活。
But in their lives, they live out a complete different life.
所以有的时候在我们许多的难处里面。
And brothers, so oftentimes when we encounter difficulties.
有时候神容许难处。时间拖长了
And God sometimes will allow the duration of this difficulty to prolong.
好像有的时候神没有垂听我们的祷告。
As if God, you're not listening to my prayers.
有很多的时候我们这个人被带到尽头了觉得无路可走没有盼望。
And oftentimes when we are brought to our end, we find that it is without hope.
这个时候神介入恩典大能的介入
And this is the time where God intervenes in his grace and his love.
留下了他工作的痕迹
And he leaves a mark in our lives.
你看我们买会所整个过程他留下了多少痕迹让我们没有一个同工敢骄傲说是因为我们爱主我们敬虔我们勇敢
And in the process of purchasing this property, we see that one after another, God has left his mark. It is not of our doing. We can never boast that it is of our spirituality, it is of our courageousness.
任何一个环节只要神不介入我们根本就白
We come to see and discover every one of these encounters, every one of these difficulties. If God was not for us, we could not proceed.
你光看公听会就晓得，对不对
？And again, just looking at the hearings at the city council, we see.
这市政府市议会根本下午就开会，决定五比二否定我们。
And they were going to decide in the afternoon that they were going to deny our application.
到了晚上，你看见神把他整个局面 turn around.
And they already predetermined that they were going to avoid this application. But in the evening, we see this whole turning around.
这就是清清楚楚看见神恩典和大能的介入。
And we see clearly how God intervened in His might, in His power, in His grace.
第二个，耶利哥城为什么具有教育意义？
And secondly, why is this particular battle so important?
他告诉我们征战得胜的秘诀在于依靠神。
It teaches us that the secret of victory is to lean on God.
同样的，他也在这里教育我们要信而顺服。
At the same time, it's teaching us that we got to trust and obey God.
不仅仅让我们看见征战的胜败在乎耶和华，不在乎人多人少。
Not only do we see truly that the battle belongs to the Lord, it is not dependent on the number.
那耶利哥城的打法是人类历史上你从来没看过的。
The warfare of Jericho is a warfare that you will never ever see in the history of man.
神要一切的兵丁 ，everyone， 所有守久都要参加，这是必修课。
God says every single soldier must be on the battlefield.
You all must learn. 必修课。
This is a prerequisite.
六十万大军，你扣掉河东留下的几万个人，至少五十五万大军。
At the very very minimum, 550,000.
唯一个耶利哥城
and they were routing, surrounding the city of Jericho.
请问需要神吗
Do they need God?
五十五万大军唯一个城需要神吗
550,000 foot soldiers, do they need God?
我们说神你安息看我们的
We say, God, relax, we can do this.
但是神要他们绕城
But God only wanted them to encircle.
一句话都不肯出，绕城。
Just encircle the city. Say not a word.
Do nothing.
Do absolutely nothing.
就是顺服。
Just obey.
第一天走完 ，nothing happened， 没有事情发生。
First day they walked around the city, nothing happened.
第二天走完，没有事情发生。
Second day they walk around the city, nothing happened.
走到了第五天了，一个石头都没掉下来。
On the fifth day they walked around the city, not a single stone fell.
到了第七天还要走七圈。
On the seventh day God says, go around it seven times.
你要晓得五六十万走七圈，你知道这个城虽然高大，也不见得像现在这么大。
550,000 people going around seven times, even though the city was great and mighty, it's not that big and that huge.
但是只要缺一圈，耶利哥城就不倒。
But if they did not go around the city just that one day, it will not fall.
要我们明明有能力可以解决，却不让我们做任何事。
When we think, when we have the power to deal with the problem, yet God says, do nothing.
神就是要让百姓学得彻底，真正的胜败在乎耶和华，不在乎人的行为，人做什么。
God wants the people of God to know very vividly, very clearly that the victory belongs to Him and is not of your doing.
这是所有兵丁都要学的，弟兄姊妹，包括你，包括我。
Every soldier on that battlefield needed to learn. That includes you and includes me.
我记得 Billy Graham 跟另外一位属灵前辈都曾经讲过，现今世代有一个很大的危机。
Brother Billy Graham said this one time that there's a crisis in our world.
就是在基督教里面，在教会里面充满了许多不需要依靠圣灵照样可以做的事情。
That in the church in Christendom there are a lot of things that are done without.The Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Do you amen to what he said?
当招待需要依靠圣灵吗
When you're an usher at the entrance, do you need the Holy Spirit?
带查经需要依靠圣灵吗
When you lead Bible study, do you need the Holy Spirit?
你原谅我说个冒犯的话，如果今天讲道不是讲道是演讲的话。我不预备，我都可以随便讲一个钟头。
And I'm not saying to defend anyone or to be boastful, but if this is just a time to articulate a lecture, I don't need to prepare. I can speak over an hour easily.
照着我读过的书，我听过的道，我自己的经验，我随便都可以应付一个钟头，绝对没问题。
Based on my personal experiences, all the books that I've read, all the things that I've learned, I can very easily speak.
什么事情让我们三十年前我就讲过的这篇道，我们需要花这么多小时再继续祷告、继续斟酌、继续来依靠圣灵
？A message that I've spoken so many times, a message I started speaking 30 years ago, but today I still need to prostrate, I still need to wait on God, I still need to hear from God.
因为这是属灵的征战，因为这是在摸属灵的事。
Because this is a spiritual battle, we are touching spiritual things.
这是人跟人心灵的相交。我们在圣灵里面彼此的接触碰撞。
This is the meeting of the spirit. This is the meeting of the heart.
弟兄姊妹，我们一定要学习，不是依靠我，真的不是依靠我。
Brothers and sisters, we all need to learn not by myself, not by my abilities.
的确，很多事情凭着自己我们可以做。
Seemingly, there are a lot of things we can do by ourselves.
但是神在乎我们的态度。
But what God cares about is our attitude.
我怎么样子在圣灵里谦卑的依靠主？我来做我所有该做的服事。
How do I humbly subject myself before the Lord and do all things according to the Holy Spirit?
所以我曾经听过一位弟兄讲，他说他这一辈子听到讲爱， 最震撼他的。
A brother once shared that he's heard many messages of love, but there was one particular message that moved him.
还不是王明道弟兄，还不是江这个黎头生弟兄，他说是他们教会的招待。
It wasn't Brother Watchman Nee, it wasn't such a famous speaker, but it was the usher at their church.
这个招待家里面虽然很有钱，但他过得非常清简。
And this particular brother, he though very wealthy, but he lived a very simple life.
他每次站在门口，人来到教会碰到他，好像碰到耶稣在这里欢迎一样。
A lot of people would say that every time people come to church, when they encounter him, it's like they are encountering Jesus, welcoming him.
当他在交通见证聚会里面起来讲几分钟的话。说圣徒彼此相爱，那么多人感动流泪。
And he would get up and only just share a couple of minutes about the unity and the love of brothers and sisters in the church, and people would be brought to tears.
谁说带师不需要圣灵？谁说弹琴不需要圣灵？
There are those that may think that to lead worship or to play an instrument, you don't need the Holy Spirit.
保罗一个大卫一个十几岁的少年，他弹琴，扫罗身上的鬼就出去了。
We see that David, in his teenage years, when he plays his instrument, the evil spirit departed from Saul.
所以这说到单纯的相信。
And again, to trust the Lord simply.
绝对的顺服。
And to obey the Lord absolutely.
这是征战得胜我们必须要学的功课。
This is the lesson that we must learn for victory in battles.
所以我们买会所的时候被买方买去了。
And again, when this property was purchased by another investor,
那天在飞机上祷告的时候
，And that day I remember I was on the plane. We were praying.
主讲了那么一句话：该杀的物归给该杀，神的物归给神。
And the Lord spoke these words to me that the things that belongs to Caesar be unto him, the things that belongs to the Lord be unto the Lord.
一方面里面亮了，主说话了。
On the one hand, there's an understanding. A light went off inside.
另外一方面，那个担子多么沉重啊！
And on the second hand, that the heaviness of that burden on my shoulders.
就像我回来跟弟兄姊妹讲，我们不要苦苦哀求，也不要问神为什么，而是奉主的名叫买方把这个地交出来。
And I ask everybody, all the brothers and sisters, do not beg of the Lord and disbelieve, but in boldness ask the Lord, Lord, cause this investor to release this property again.
让我们这一个软弱小小的教会学习替主掌权。让买方交出来，因为这是神的物。
That we, being a small church, we may reign on behalf of the Lord and ask this investor to release this property again.
弟兄姊妹，那是要人命的一个要求，对不对
？That is a request that would cost my life.
如果我们这样子带领教会45天之后，人家还是买去了，那你要干嘛？
If we led the brothers this way, and after 45 days, indeed the property has been sold and transferred, then what would you do?
所以属灵征战的教育性在这里，要相信所信的是谁。
This is the spiritual lesson. We need to believe whom I have believed in.
Let God be God. 所有的胜败都在乎他。
Again, let God be God. All the victories, they belong to Him.
我们要做的，单纯的相信，绝对的顺服。
All we need to do is to trust Him completely and to obey Him absolutely.
而第二场的征战，爱城跟这件事情非常有关。
And the second battle that we see, the battle of Ai, has everything to do is related to this battle.
在这里，神要爱城的人征战上学两件重要的事。
And again, there are also two important lessons that God wants the people of God to learn.
要我们要学习单单的依靠神。
Number one, to rely on God alone.
不光耶利哥城这么高大的城
，this huge fortified city of Jericho,
完全不靠这些兵丁们的力量。
They did not rely on the strength of any soldier.
那么大的耶利哥城 collapse 倒下来。
This entire fortress fell down.
同样的，在爱城这么少的人身上
，and the city of Ai, such a small, puny city.
神也不要百姓们轻敌
，and God did not want the people of God to despise the weakness of their enemies.
你看第七章三到四节
，chapter 7 verse 3 to 4.
他们回到约书亚那里，对他说：“众民不必都上去，只需要二三千个人上去，就能攻打爱城。”
And then they said, they returned to Joshua and said to him, "Do not have all the people go up.But let about 2,000 or 3,000 men go up and attack Ai.
你再次可以看见人的骄傲在这里，对不对
？You see the pride of men.
你再次看见人理性的分析判断在做决定。
You see the logic of men, and they're making decisions based on what they see.
你看见人想要用我昨天的得胜来打今天的仗。
And people want to use yesterday's victories to fight today's battles.
人想要靠耶利哥 那么伟大的凯旋来打一个小小的爱城。
And they want to, again, the battle that was so huge at Jericho, now we have to fight just a small city of Ai.
神就让他们失败。
And so God allowed them to lose.
两三千个人只是 0.5%, 0.5%。
2,000 to 3,000, that is only about 0.5%.
根本不用那么多，我们去就清洁溜溜了。
we don't need to bring the whole army, just a few of us, that's enough.
所以这是在主的面前第一个神要他们学的。
The very first lesson God wanted them to learn.
所以我说他跟耶利哥城是同一个功课，继续的学习。
And again, it's the same lessons as the battle Jericho, but it continues.
一个让我们知道怎么样靠着神，那么大的耶利哥可以打得下来。
And we see that if we rely on God, a city as grand as Jericho, we can overcome it.
另外一个提醒我们，靠自己的时候，小小的埃城你根本打不下来。
Secondly, we're reminded, even if it's such a small city that has Ai, if we want to fight it by ourselves, we cannot win.
但是埃城真正失败的原因还不在于这个骄傲上。
But the true loss, the failure at this battle was not simply at the point of pride.
而是他们在征战的时候，他们没有顺服。不是单单为着神。
But as they were engaged in warfare, as they were fighting, they were not fighting for the Lord.
神明明说耶利哥城的东西全部不准拿。
And God said very clearly that the city of Jericho do not retain anything.
不光打仗，不要百姓用力量，需要绝对的顺服。
And not only God says, I do not want the might and the power of the people, but I want your obedience.
同样的，在征战得胜的时候，这些掳物在你面前，神说绝对不肯拿，也是要我们学顺服。
And God also wanted the people to learn victory, that after the battle, after the victory, all the spoils, God says, you cannot touch a single one.
但是在这里，就是有亚干这么一个人犯了罪。
And here, Achan, he is the one who committed a sin.
我们很快地读一下十二节到十三节。因此以色列人在仇敌面前站立不住。你们若不把当灭的物从你们中间除掉，我就不再与你们同在了。你起来，在百姓前致诫，对他们说：你们要致诫，你们中间有当灭的物，你们若不除掉，在仇敌面前必站立不住。在这里告诉我们失败的原因，有当灭之物。
These verses says, therefore the children of Israel cannot stand before their enemies, but turn their backs before their enemies, because they have become doomed to destruction.
而且请大家特别特别注意。
They were not able to win because there's an accursed thing with them.
当灭之物若不除掉。
And the word says very clearly, unless the accursed thing has been removed.
两个很可怕的结果。
There are two dreadful results, dreadful ends.
两个我们不可能 affordable 的结果。
And there are two results that we cannot afford.
第一个，我就不与你们同在。
Number one, the Lord says, neither will I be with you anymore.
第二个，你在仇敌面前必站立不住。
Secondly, you will not be able to stand before your enemies.
弟兄姊妹，有什么管教比这两个还可怕？
Brothers, sister, what two discipline that the Lord would bring about in our lives that's more dreadful than these two things.
那位应许我们永远跟我们同在的神不跟我们同在
了。The one who says, I will forever be with you, he's no longer with us.
当然旧的客观他还在。
Objectively, God is always with us.
但你所有主观的经历感受都断掉了，你经历不到神同在的。
In your subjective experience, when all you can feel of the presence of God is not there,
弟兄姊妹，这是一个最可怕的管教，就是你经历不到神同在了。
This is a dreadful lesson that the Lord would impart on His people, that you will not experience His presence.
读经没有味道，唱诗没有感觉，波饼没有感觉，我们做什么事都没有感觉。
And when I read the word, when I sing, when I come to the time of communion, I feel nothing.
弟兄姊妹，第二个，在仇敌面前站不住。
Secondly,You cannot stand before your enemies.
申命记三十二章告诉我们，一个人可以叫我们一千个人逃跑，两个人可以叫一万个神儿女们逃跑。
Deuteronomy says that one man can cause 3,000 to flee, 2,000 to run away.
这是多么严肃的事情哈。
And how serious is this thing that God is talking about?
我时间到了，我没有空多讲当灭之物到底指的什么。
And I don't have the time to illustrate more because of the limitation of time. What are these accursed things in our lives?
但是当灭之物特别讲到任何的人事物会让我们得罪神，会让我们陷到仇敌的网罗、辖制、权势底下， 都叫当灭之物。
Anything that would cause us to offend God, anything that would bring us into captivity with the, of the enemy, those are the accursed things in our lives.
所以我们特别要弟兄姊妹身上有偶像的东西，符牌啊，什么去庙里面拿的东西全部烧掉，请你们不要留。我们听过、看过、经历过太多这样子的例子了。
And we ask brothers and sisters if there are any things, any object that are resemblance of foreign gods or things that comes out of temples, please destroy those. We have time and time again experienced there are demonic, there are power behind these things.
有人因为是宝石舍不得丢，有人是因为外婆给的舍不得丢。弟兄姊妹，你烧掉以后，你发现很多仇敌的权势掉了。
And there are a lot of people that think that this is a precious an item. This is something that's been handed down by my grandmother. I do not want to part from it, but once they remove, they destroy these things, they discover there's a lot of things that has changed in their lives.
这是外面的。
And these are just outward things.
弟兄姊妹，你不要以为当灭之物是张牙舞爪，很可怕，所以你不敢要它。
And don't simply think that these accursed things are dreadful, scary, creepy things.
当灭之物常常都是很吸引我们，非常能够吸引我们，满足我们当下需要的。
And brothers and sisters, these accursed things you come to discover are the things that draws us, that attracts us, that we desperately, we lust after, we want it.
你看夏娃受试探的时候，看见那个果子，好做食物，悦人眼目，可喜爱的，又能使人有智慧，每一件事情都吸引了夏娃的心了。
When Eve was tempted at the tree of knowledge, good and evil, she saw that it was good for fruit. It was able to make one wise. She delighted in that fruit.
夏娃吃了以后，你看，整个人类。
Eve ate of the fruit, and the entire human race.
弟兄姊妹，你我的当灭之物是什么
？What is the accursed thing for you and for me？
有什么东西让我活在神得罪神的情形
？What is the one thing that offends God in your life and you continue?
什么东西让我失去了神同在的喜乐，让我在仇敌面前常常站立不住
？What causes the joy of the Lord to depart from you? What causes you to not be able to stand before the enemy? What are those things?
弟兄姊妹，我们自己要到主的面前去祷告。
Brothers and sisters, I want to ask everyone, please seek that out before the Lord.
不要自欺，神是轻慢不得的。
Do not be deceived. God cannot be mocked.
人种的是什么，收的就是什么。
Whatever a man sows, that he also will reap.
当神的同在祝福离开我们的时候，是很可怕的事情。
And when the presence of God, when the blessings of God depart from us, it's a dreadful thing.
所以黎图森弟兄劝我们，不仅要仰望神的祝福。
A brother watchman need admonishes us not only look onto the blessings of the Lord，
也千万不要成为一个神刻意不肯祝福的人。
But do not become a person that God has determined not to bless。
没有祝福，说到一分耕耘一分收获，五饼二鱼是一个人的分量，这叫做没有祝福。
And without the blessings of God is what you're receiving your due reward. Five loaves and two fish is just sufficient for the one person.
有主的祝福是五饼二鱼，可以给五千甚至上万的人吃饱。
And with the blessing of the Lord, that same individual portion can feed 5,000.
神刻意不祝福的，就是神根本不让祝福临到你。
And when God has determined not to bring about His blessings, He has determined that blessing will not come to us.
我想哈该书就是最好的例子。他们撒的种多，收的却少。
And we see the illustration of Haggai. They sow much, they receive, they reap a very few.
你吃却不得饱，喝却不得足。
And they eat, but they do not have enough. They drink, but they are not filled with drink.
你穿却不得暖。
They clothe themselves, but they are not worn.
然后工钱装在破旧的囊中。
And they earn their wages, and the wages are put into bags with holes.
我不晓得你们年轻人现在一工作就拿个十几万，是不是口袋永远都觉得漏掉了
？And I don't know some of you who are making six-figure salaries. Do you still feel that there's a hole in your purse? In your
总觉得钱不够用，破旧的囊中。
Money is still not enough. The money is just.Running away from you.
神说你收到家中，我就吹掉。
And the Lord says, you reap, you bring into the barn, I will blow them away.
你盼望多得，你得的却是少的，这叫做神刻意不祝福。
You desire to bring in many, and then you receive actually very little. This is when God's determined not to bless.
因为我们把神的需要、神的家、神所在乎的丢到一边。
Because we cast away the needs of God, the needs of the house of God aside, and we focus on our personal needs.
好，我必须结束在这。弟兄姊妹，这两场征战太重要了。
I have to end here today, but these two battles are so important.
耶利哥提醒我们到底高大的城墙是什么。
The city of Jericho reminds us and asks us, what is our fortress?
它不管再高大，靠着神，它都要下来。
What is the fortress that is before us? No matter how great, by the Lord God, they will fall.
不要把我们不能长进、不能蒙福的原因丢给这个城，丢给周围的人。
Do not blame this particular city, this fortress, for the reason why I cannot grow.
靠着主让耶利哥倒塌，靠着主让哥利亚倒下来。
By the Lord, by His grace, by His power, that this city will fall.
就算我们失败了、软弱了、得罪神了，让我们悔改归向神。
Even if we have fallen, we have offended the Lord, we would turn and return unto the Lord.
你发现爱城，当他们在神面前解决他们得罪神的地方之后
，You come to discover as they come and remove this accursed thing, this thing that offended the Lord.
神又回到他们中间，教他们怎么打。帮助他们怎么打。
And the presence of the Lord return among the people to teach them how to do warfare.
所以那个喜乐是不光祝福回来了。
The joy is not simply that the blessings has returned.
而是神的同在又回来了。
But more so that the presence of God has come back.
加油。
Everybody be encouraged.
不仅靠着主怎么得胜。
Stir one another up that by the Lord be victorious.
也学习怎么样避免失败，因着得罪神而失败。
Learn how to lean on the Lord to be victorious, but at the same time, know how not to walk into failure.
我们来一起来唱我们的诗歌。
We want to come and close and sing this particular song together.
新约更有福，我们得胜是靠着耶稣。我们站起来唱好
吧。Much more blessed in the New Testament. We are victorious because of Christ.
我们唱一遍中文，唱一遍英文。
We'll sing it once in Chinese. We'll sing it once in English.
怎样？的神，他有事我救主，他寻我，他买我，他血是我的赎，虽无知他爱我，尽我的爱全归他，他领我常常发声，在他宝血写下。英文。
Brothers and sisters, all of our warfare, we are standing on the ground of the victories of Christ. We are far more blessed than the time and of Joshua. They can only experience God's aid and God's help from the outside. Not only do we experience outwardly God'sintervention of His might and His power in our lives,
we are also having Jesus Christ.超越得胜的生命做生命
But we have the surpassing life in Jesus Christ in us.
靠着他的宝血
That by His blood.
靠着他的生命
By His life.
我们最后再唱一遍
Let's sing it together again.
中文英文都可以
Whatever language, let's sing it out loud to the Lord.
Oh, victory in Jesus, my Savior, forever. He sought me and my me.
This
Lord, how our hearts thank you.
当你在十字架上说成了的时候
Then on the cross when you cried out, it is finished.
历世历代活在仇敌网罗黑暗权势下的人都得到了盼望
That all time, all generation, those who are dwelling in darkness now have hope.
今天我们这一班你的儿女独居之民我们能够在地上靠主得胜有余
That we, your people today, are people dwelling alone, we are able to overcome.
主啊，让你的儿女们不轻看、不忽略、不随便， 来面对我们属灵的征战。
Oh Lord God, help your children not to despise, not to look lightly upon every one of these battles in our lives.
让我们学习懂得敬畏你。
That we learn how to revere you.
让我们学习懂得降卑的来依靠你。
That we know how to humble ourselves and lean on you.
也让我们能够在信心的里面来支取你的得胜。
That in faith that we may claim the victory in you.
我们看到全地都黑暗。
Oh Lord, we see darkness covers the earth.
到处充满了争竞、伤害、和混乱。
Fighting, hurting, war that is happening all around.
主啊，我们一面求你早点回来。
Oh Lord, on the one hand we say, would you return, O Lord?
但是当你还留我们在地上等候你回来的时候
But while we are still here on this earth waiting for your return
不让你的儿女们沉睡
Oh Lord, do not allow us to fall asleep
不让你的儿女们麻木了
Do not allow us to grow numb
主啊让我们都在你面前警醒
But we are awake
靠着爱我们的主
By the one who loves us
能够在一切的事上得胜而且得胜有余
That in all things that we can be more than overcomers
在这个时候我们也求你光照我们
This time we ask, O Lord,
到底在我们的生活生命中有没有什么当灭之物
Are there any accursed things in our lives?
哦、oh, 那个代价太大了
Oh, the price is too great
不让我们贪恋而存留它
Help us not to lust after these things and hold on to these things
也不让我们个人的软弱失败造成了整个神家
That our personal weaknesses and failures becomes the weaknesses and failures of your house.
让我们把当灭之物彻底的除去。
That these accursed things would be removed from our lives.
好，让我们在丰丰富富的经历享受你的同在。
That in fullness we may enjoy your presence.
好，让我们在仇敌的面前，我们能够完全的站立得住。
That before our enemies we are able to stand.
祝福你的教会。
Bless your church.
奉主耶稣基督的名。
We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.